Good evening, everyone. A freilich and a happy and a very festive Lag BaOmer. Tonight, on the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a very special and holy and exalted evening. Last evening, we learned from the Sefer Or Gedaliyahu of Gedaliya Shor, in his chelik, in his section on the Mo'adim, where he describes the connection of the Mona to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where he had risen to the Madrega, to the level in Kedusha of the door of those in the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim who were Eichel Haman, the Eichel Haman, those who ate the manna. So I want to continue with that and learn that a little bit inside to understand how powerful and how impactful this evening is. So he writes, Balag Ba'aymer Hilula Derashbi, it is the yard site, it is the anniversary of the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the great sage. And Rashbi, as he is referred to in the acronym, Ha'yibbechinas Eichel Haman. He was on the Madrega, on the level of those who ate the man. And this, of course, describes that those people who ate the man, who were the Holche Bamidbar, those who traveled in the desert, were on a big Madrega just because they ate heavenly food. And he was on this Bechina of Oichle Aman, Shahayim Bema'ara, he was in the Mara, he was in the cave, Yudalid Shana, for 14 years, V'nizdam in lay, mina shamayim, mayim ve'etz cheruvin, while he was in the cave for 14 years, it was prepared for him to eat and to be sustained from by God's providing for him water from the carob tree, which nourished him all of those years that he was there in the Ma'ara, in the cave. And we should know the Kibbeh Rashbi, that through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shal Yodai, because of him and through him, Haya, his galois, Tershba Al Peh. It is through him that the oral law was revealed, as it is known, Shahaya Talmud Sherebi Akiva. He was the student of the five remaining students of the great Tana Rebbe Akiva, Sherebi Akiva, who are Yisoid Shal Torah Shebal Peh. And there are those, and certainly here in the Or Gedaliyahu, who describe Rebbe Akiva, who was the Yisoid, who was the pillar, who was the foundation of the Torah Shebal Peh. He was an enormous person, and it was described as such. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the five Talmidei. V'yodo ha'yiz galos chelik hasoid b'teira, and it was through him that it was revealed the secret, the soid, the secret special part of the Torah, the ramazei ha'Torah that came specifically through him. And it was only possible to reveal it through those who ate the man, the madrega of those who were on this high level. And so therefore, it is appropriate that the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was specifically in Bedafka and Lag BaOmer. Why? Because specifically it was on that day that the man began to fall. And just as such, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was on the Madrega, who was Shayab Bechinas Oichel Haman, Sinistalik B'Lag B'Omer. So he left the world on Lag B'Omer. So which means, with this beautiful piece, that just as Bnei Israel, who were sustained in the Midbar by the man, it was a form of sustenance and providing for. It came directly from Shemaya, so too Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also survived his years in the cave by eating divinely provided food. And that's what it means, that he himself was on the Madrega. He himself was a person who was on the level of Eichle Haman. He was one who ate heavenly food. And as they were provided for with specifically the Mana, so too he was provided for with the Eitz Cheruvin and Maya that was heavenly food for which he was provided. And this is indicative specifically of a very lofty and high spiritual madrega, which makes it fitting that the revelation, that this revealing of so much of the mystical Zohar, Kabbalah, part of the Torah, came specifically through him. And that is really a call and an opportunity on this very special holy day, first and foremost, to try to achieve and aspire for Ruchnius, and spirituality, and to make it that every piece of food that one eats is on the Madrega of Eichle Aman, to sanctify and be spiritual about the food that a person eats, but also to connect oneself to the level of appreciation on a deep and penetrating level of the Tersha Baal Peh, the Gemara, the Mesoira of the Tersha Baal Peh, which came Al Yadoi from him as the student of the great Tanna Rabbi Akiva. I wish you all a very meaningful, halig, and special celebratory Lag BaOmer.